All right, we have some breaking news and an interview with a senator on the Select Intelligence Committee to break down what's going on between the United States and Greenland. In the week following the United States' military action against Venezuela, members of the administration have ramped up their aggressive attacks against more countries, not just Latin American countries, but NATO allies such as Greenland and Denmark. Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, and for some reason, Stephen Miller's wife, Katie Miller, have been leading the way in being the aggressor against Greenland. It's gotten so bad that GOP Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican senator, hopped on CNN and just absolutely obliterated Stephen Miller. Take a listen.
North Carolina joins us right now. So do you want Stephen Miller to lose his job?
Look, either Stephen Miller needs to get into a lane where he knows what he's talking about or get out of his job. Look, the reason why I thought it was important for me to make a comment on the floor is I've been the Republican leader of the Senate NATO Observer Group since 2018. There is no more important alliance than the NATO alliance. And Denmark has punched above its weight. It came to Afghanistan, lost 43 soldiers on the ground, fought in some of the most contested regions, honoring their Article 5 commitment to the United States.
Yeah, I think they lost more soldiers than any other country per capita.
Per capita they did. And, yeah. And Jake, they were in among the NATO allies at the time. It was 30 nations. They were among the top six.
These are amazing points. Honestly, if Senator Tom Tillis really wanted to lead the way, he would directly call out Trump for not ruling out military force. But these attacks against Stephen Miller and the implication that Stephen Miller should lose his position are a step in the right direction. We also just got news 3 minutes ago, new on Greenland. Powerful Senate Armed Services Chair Roger Wicker, a Republican, just left a meeting with the representatives from Greenland and the Danish ambassador and made it clear he does not support any U.S. attempt to acquire the country. The only problem is Congress has lost a lot of its power. The Republicans in Congress have ceded a lot of their power, whether it's wartime power, tax power with tariffs, to Donald Trump. So when you're ceding this wartime congressional authorization to Donald Trump and allowing him to do what he wants, then he doesn't need Roger Wicker or other Republicans. Remember, a bunch of countries had to come out. Like all of the Western normal countries who play by the rules had to come out with a statement on January 6th. What an insane culmination of the fascism that we saw on January 6th 5 years ago, the attempt to steal an election versus now the attempt to steal a country. Before I read this, double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. People have been complaining that our videos haven't been showing up, so it's important that you're subscribed with post notifications on. Thank you. This joint statement by the President of France, of Germany, Chancellor of Germany, Prime Minister of Italy, Prime Minister of Poland, Prime Minister of Spain, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and of Denmark and Greenland, all coming together, all of the most pro-democracy countries who have developed strong economies and strong alliances and strong relationships to prevent war. I mean, this is a good list of countries here. France, Germany, Spain, Poland, Italy. These are our allies, right? They all had to come out and basically smack Stephen Miller and Donald Trump in the face. They said, quote, "Arctic security remains a key priority for Europe, and it is critical for international and transatlantic security. NATO has made it clear that the Arctic region is a priority, and European allies are stepping up. We and many other allies have increased our presence, activities, and investments to keep the Arctic safe and deter adversaries. The Kingdom of Denmark, including Greenland, is a part of NATO." You know, they've been ramping up their security to deter adversaries, but it might be friends they have to end up deterring. "Security in the Arctic must therefore be achieved collectively in conjunction with NATO allies, including the United States, by upholding the principles of the UN Charter, including sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the inviolability of the borders. These are universal principles, and we will not stop defending them. The United States is an essential partner in this endeavor as a NATO ally and through the defense agreement between the Kingdom of Denmark and the United States in 1951. Greenland belongs to its people. It is for Denmark and Greenland and them only to decide on matters concerning Denmark and Greenland." The Prime Minister of Greenland came out with a statement, quote, "Enough is enough." How many times has Donald Trump throughout his life been told, no, enough is enough, respect my sovereignty, or in other cases, respect my bodily autonomy, and he just doesn't? Sorry if that's a bit of a crass comparison, but it's true. His entire life has been built on the abuse of power dynamics, abusing people who he views as vulnerable. If he's the owner of the beauty pageant, he thinks it's upon him to walk backstage and peep on these girls, right? If he is the leader of the country, he thinks it's upon him to take over the next door neighbor or to invade countries nearby and remove their leader. Here we have Republican Senator Eric Schmidt. Lord have mercy. I wish more of them could be like Tom Tillis and have moral clarity about the situation, but this guy comes out and says, yeah, I mean, Greenland doesn't really belong to Denmark.
Did Greenland come up at all, sir? Did Greenland come up at all?
Not in
Do you have a personal opinion on that? Are you concerned about military action in Greenland?
I personally think that we ought to be active in pursuing Greenland. Absolutely. Wow. I think if you... acquiring Greenland is be my support. I would support that. That's not what anybody's talking about. First of all, Denmark's claims are nebulous. People sort of skip over that page in history of their claims to Greenland. But I would fully be supportive of Greenland being a much more integral partner of the United States of America. If you look at a globe from on top, all of our defense of the Western Hemisphere, of the homeland, whether it's ballistic missile defense or in space, Greenland has an incredible strength.
This argument about hemispheres that they're making is absolute BS. Senator Mark Warner debunks it on the show in just one moment. But the idea that Denmark's claim to Greenland is nebulous is absolutely false. We have signed treaties. It is their land. We have all recognized it as their land, and they are our ally with military forces on the ground. Denmark's prime minister continued, quote, "The U.S. has no right to annex any of the three nations in the Danish kingdom. I would therefore strongly urge the United States to stop the threats against a historically close ally and against another country and another people who have said very clearly they are not for sale." Quick reminder that Greenland, a sovereign nation within the Kingdom of Denmark and one of our closest allies, is actually a member of NATO. Katie Miller, Stephen Miller, and the entire Trump administration should seriously go F themselves. Senator Ed Markey says, "This week in the Trump admin, Hegseth started an illegal war for oil in Venezuela. Stephen Miller threatened to take over Greenland. RFK Jr. slashed childhood vaccine recommendations. ICE shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. Trump is basically in charge of all of this, spearheading all of this, while his little cronies run wild in our country. What will it take for Republicans to stand up for this?" Just imagine Donald Trump got into power because he said he would put America first and help the American people. Inflation is up. Unemployment is up. The press is too scared to cover certain stories. CBS is bending the knee. And all Trump can obsess over are other countries in our quote-unquote hemisphere. I want to bring in Senator Mark Warner, who serves as the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who is privy to a lot of these briefings and who can inform us more on the situation. Drop a like and watch until the end. I am proud to be joined today by Senator Mark Warner, who serves as the vice chairman of the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. Senator Warner, thank you for joining me.
Adam, thanks so much for having me on.
Let's jump right in. Senator, can you knock down this talking point that's coming from Republicans that we should only care about what's happening in our hemisphere? Can you explain to me, a young dude, why that's wrong? Why should I care about the other hemispheres? Why is it short-sighted to only focus on our backyard?
Well, you know, this was the kind of theory of the case that was made in the 1950s. It said, all right, America, you get all the Western Hemisphere. You get the Central America and the Caribbean and South America. China, you can get all of your region. Does that mean we're going to give up Taiwan? Does it mean we're going to give up Japan? Russia, you get Europe. Does that mean we're not only going to give up Ukraine? We're going to give up Poland and the Baltics? You know, spheres of influence are kind of a 1950s where autocratic regimes would run the show like mafia bosses in their region. I don't think that's what we want. As a young person as well, do you really want, most young folks are looking at, how can I get a good job? How's AI not going to screw me on that? Can I bring my healthcare costs down? How do I cut my rent? Well, the ability for the government to focus on those things when we are spending, and I'm trying to still get the number, millions and millions of dollars a day keeping a fleet off the coast of Venezuela, because the only way we control Venezuela, if we don't put boots on the ground, is by blockading Venezuela from letting any of its oil out. And Venezuela has been so mismanaged, Maduro is a bad guy, that if they can't export oil, Venezuela basically runs out of money in about 10 days. So we do have them by the, in a chokehold at this point. But we can only maintain that chokehold if we keep the armada there. And, I got a lot of these ships have been deployed from Virginia. I don't think these sailors signed up for a couple year, blockading Venezuela. This is particularly for young people. I mean, this screws you at a double level. You know, your friends who might be deployed in the military, potentially in harm's way, you know, without any rational reason. And then on top of that, you know, the focus of our country in terms of lowering cost isn't taking place.
Yeah, and I personally care about Taiwan. I care about semiconductors and the ability for the United States to access them. I care about Ukraine. I care about the people of Ukraine. But above all of that, the sovereignty of these countries matters, because if we're invading countries in our backyard, then like you said, Russia and China can endlessly justify invading countries in their backyard. Then it's a breakdown of the global norms that have allowed peace for decades and decades. And another disruption of that peace is the way that Stephen Miller and Donald Trump are talking about Greenland. As someone on the Senate Intelligence Committee, can you explain the threat that is being levied against Greenland here? I mean, this, the not ruling out of military force is absurd to me. This is a NATO ally. We have the military there, right? I don't.
Yes, yes, yes. It's like, you know, at the beginning of the Trump administration, when he mentioned Greenland, it kind of was a joke. You know, late night comedians would joke about it. Now that he's going back and threatening with more force, should scare the hell out of all of us. Number one, he doesn't need to invade. We already have a broad treaty with Greenland that allows us, in consultation with the Danish government, who it's part of Denmark, you can actually extract the minerals. Number two, if he was crazy enough to do this, it would break up NATO. It would completely destroy the most successful alliance post-World War II in the world. It would mean that I think not just NATO, but every other country that we have some kind of alliance with would say, well, hold it. Even I got this piece of paper saying America and I are going to work together. I don't believe it, because America now has got this new rule that says they can go and take any country's president out if America believes that that guy or gal broke American law. I mean, I give the obvious answers are like Putin going after Zelensky or Xi going after Taiwan. I mean, this sounds crazy, but under this Donald Trump doctrine, if the president of France, Macron, got pissed off at the president of Switzerland and says, oh gosh, that guy violated French law, France could have the right to go take out the president of Switzerland. Now that sounds absurd, but that's the operating premise that Donald Trump is working on.
The same premise that Vladimir Putin uses. It's despicable. Thank you for joining, Senator Warner. I really appreciate the time, and we'll do it again soon.
You got it, man. Thanks so much.